This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Rob. Welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm joined today by Finn. Hello, Finn.
Hello, Rob.
In this programme, we're talking about a serious problem that has been affecting some of the big cities in China. That's air pollution.
Yes, or better known as smog. Smog is polluted air that's a mixture of smoke and fog. Now, I've experienced this in Shanghai, and it's not a nice thing to breathe in.
Well, it certainly isn't good for your health. We'll talk more about this soon and explain some pollution-related vocabulary. But let's start with a question for you, Finn. According to research by the World Health Organization, which country has the city with the world's worst air pollution? Is it A, China, B, India, or C, Iran?
Well, I think it definitely used to be China. I'm going to say it's still China.
OK, well, we'll find out if you're right later on. Let's talk more now about the pollution problem, which is choking or making it difficult to breathe in many Chinese cities.
Yes, pollution is a word that can describe anything that damages something that is pure. So light pollution is when a pure dark sky is contaminated or spoiled by street lights and lights in the city.
And noise pollution is when loud or annoying sounds like traffic noise spoil a quiet and peaceful environment. But the smog affecting Chinese cities is a form of air pollution. Clean air has become dirty.
Yes. Well, smog used to be a problem in other world cities like London, where a combination of fog and smoke from factories and trains sometimes made the air quite dirty and dangerous.
Yeah, sometimes the air was so dirty and so thick, they described it as a pea super, meaning as thick as pea soup.
Yeah, pea super is good, isn't it? And in Los Angeles, fumes, that's the bad gases from car engines, and poor weather conditions used to cause poor air quality. But now, new laws and a change in technology mean the air in these cities is cleaner and safer. So, Rob, why is it bad in China now?
Well, Finn, China is becoming more industrialised. That means more factories are being built and more electricity is needed, and that often comes from coal-fired power stations. And, of course, more people are driving cars.
Yes, they are. And, well, at certain times last year, the air was so poisonous in Shanghai that children were not allowed outside and schools were closed.
Generally, the air is a threat to public health. It's particularly bad for people with asthma, and it could lead to lung cancer. In the capital, Beijing, pollution regularly goes over the safety limits set by the World Health Organization, the WHO. So what can be done?
Well, the BBC's David Shukman has been investigating the problem and found that the Chinese authorities are spending £180 billion on cleaning up the air. See if you can hear what the two main things are that they're trying to do in Beijing.
Well, first, they're closing down any power stations within the city that burn coal. That's the biggest source of pollution. Next, they're trying to limit road traffic. Greener cars will get priority. And officials say they're confident they can clean up.
So the plan is to close down coal-fired power stations because they are the source or the place where most of the pollution comes from.
Yes, and the other plan is to limit, to set a maximum amount of traffic on the roads. Greener cars will be allowed on the roads first. They will have priority.
Of course, greener isn't referring to the colour of the car, Finn.
Oh, no, really?
It's a term to describe something that causes less pollution and is better for the environment.
So these are the cars that use less fuel or might use cleaner fuel that has less particles in it that usually make the air dirty. Now, officials believe that this green technology will clean up the air.
China is also going to use more renewable energy. This is power made by natural materials that never get used up, such as wind and water. This would reduce air pollution caused by burning coal.
Yes. Well, of course, all these changes will take a long time, But, Rob, it's time now for you to tell me the answer to today's question.
Yes, earlier I asked you, according to research by the World Health Organization, which country has the city with the world's worst air pollution?
I thought it was China.
You did, but the answer is actually Iran.
Is it now?
Yes.
Right, which city?
Apparently the city of Awaz. Now, before we go, Finn, could you remind us of some of the vocabulary that we've heard today?
OK, we had air pollution, smog, choking, contaminated, pea super, fumes, industrialized, poisonous, asthma, greener, and renewable energy.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's 6-Minute English. We hope you've enjoyed today's programme. Please join us again soon.
Please do.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was 6-Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.